Okay, I'm Jerry Jackson. I'm running for Benton County Commissioner, and I do private investigation, and I have a business that does process serving. I do that on almost a full-time basis, and I'm also the contract code enforcement officer for Polk County.
How do you feel that your experience, how do you feel that your overall experience will makes you the best candidate for Benton County Commissioner?
Well, I started in 97 as a contract code enforcement officer, and it was funny that the investigation part of it was what made me be end up being a manager at Community Development. I learned everything from one department to the other all the way through the whole county. It was when I was doing land use investigations that required of that. And I eventually ended up being the manager. And that working with the planning department and building department and environmental health. And actually, I was a hands-on. I would actually go out and with other inspectors and help them do their job, just so I learned. And I eventually moved over to corrections and worked middle management also there at, because I was in the Polk County Jail and worked work release and community service coordinator, where I was actually in the courtroom twice a day answering the judges' questions if they had them on their probation violation. So I've worked inside and out. I've worked with federal government, the state government. All that experience together has brought together what I've done as a community member for years, for decades, and has given me the experience that I need to be a county commissioner.
What do you feel is the biggest issue in Benton County right now?
Well, Benton County has been fortunate to have, in my opinion, they have three good commissioners. What I'm going to be able to bring to them is some balance, and I think that balance is important as we make some decisions in the near future with a new jail and making sure that we have the confidence of the people to be able to continue having operating levies, because since Measure 50, the revenue's not there anymore to run the county without them. So that's something we need to be honest with the taxpayers and say that this is not why we're coming out for one levy. We're going to have to continue doing levies because of measures that have passed in the past. So the jail is the number one of the most important ones because it's on the radar right now. We're already getting a lot of flack from the procedure that they put in place for this next levy, and I think they're going to really have to take a look at whether or not they change course or to convince the people that their best interest.
What do you want to see done with the jail right now? It's pretty much agreed across the board that something needs to, that changes need to happen with it. So can you kind of walk me through what your plan would be for Benton County's jail?
We have to have a jail. We're spending $1 million a year transporting and renting space in other counties. And when you transport over a certain distance, you have to have two full-time deputies that just transport. We're wasting a lot of money. And we're mandated to have a facility, just like the sheriff's office has a lot of mandates. And one of them is that we have a safe environment for not only the inmates that come into the jail, but also for the deputies that work there. And so how are we going to get there? I think because of the comments that we're getting right now on hiring a public, we're hiring a firm to convince the public that that's their best interest, and it's not going over well. And I think that they could probably slow this thing down a little bit and save that $100,000 that they have hired this public relations firm and say, you know, we do want to listen to the public this time. And maybe we'll minimize that and maybe get a $20,000 study done or something, because they've already started that contract. And we have to have a plan A and a plan B, and both of them, it needs to be the end result is we have a jail. And plan A would be what they're trying to do now, and plan B would be making a jail that is smaller, it meets our needs without having to go out for as much money, and maybe we don't go out for a levy, that we actually go out for a bond instead.
What things would you maintain, and what things would you do differently, you know, having a hand in Benton County's budget in the future, if elected?
I will be elected. Well, I'm the only one who has the government experience. If you match up, I've done all the school board stuff, and I've done the volunteer, you know, community things, government and non-government. It's the government experience that separates me from them. But so I got myself sidetracked from the question. Could you ask it again, please?
That's all right. What would you do the same, or what would you do differently, having a say in Benton County's budget?
The people gave us enough trust to give us an operating levy that allows our budget to go through without too much of a burden on the department heads. But I'm meeting every week with department heads, and there's been a little bit of shrinkage. They anticipate a little bit, but they're really not hurting. Typical Benton County budget is tight. There's usually enough money to cover everything, and they forecast out for the future of what the current levy is. And outside of that, I don't think they really think much about it. But the budget process here is pretty simple. Probably the only change that I would make is I'm the budget chair in Philomath, and I like the annual budget. Benton County is the only county in Oregon that has a biennium budget, and I don't quite agree with that. I'd like a little bit more scrutiny every year with, you know, to change the budget.
So the next question is, because the other candidates I've interviewed are all Democrats, and you are the sole Republican running, and you've run campaigns in the last two elections. What is going to make this campaign get you into the seat? How is this campaign going to be different?
Well, I look at my potential opponents that are running the primary right now, and I see myself previously running. You get all excited. Everything's important. You have ideas that change the world. And with the experience that I've gained from running twice and my appreciation of the policies that are set in place right now, I'm ready to step into what Commissioner Madrell has already placed on the slate in as far as what projects have been approved and what's in go ahead and continue on her work. And I think that's important not only for the county, but it's important to her with the investment that she made, that she doesn't have to worry that I'm going to just go in there and fight everything she's ever done.
Why should people vote for you for Benton County Commissioner?
I think it's important to have somebody that once they are elected, that they turn the political machine off. I want to walk into my office every day. It doesn't matter who walks in my door. They're a citizen. There's somebody I should talk to and take in seriously what they're saying. Not think, okay, they're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, but I want to run my office as a nonpartisan office, where unfortunately our charter has in it that it's a partisan race, and I really like the work that we do in Philomath as a nonpartisan city council. I could tell you that you wouldn't be able to tell who was what party in that city council that I served on. And that's the way that I want to serve Benton County.
Mr. Jackson, thank you for your time today. Good luck on your campaign. It's been really great talking to you.
I'll talk to you in November.
I will talk to you in November, too. We'll have another conversation then, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.